Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're Lending Forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and we've got a very cool guest on today, talking all things neuroscience when it comes to being applicable for leadership. His clients might describe him as powerful, thought-provoking, and authentic. Well, it's none other than Renee Rodriguez. Welcome to the show, Renee. Well, thank you for coming on Lending Forward. I know our mortgage bankers are excited to hear from you. For those who don't know much about you, tell us everything we need to know. Tell us about the empire that you've built, where you got started, and what's kept the fire in your belly.
Well, I wish I could say I had an empire. That sounds great. I love the sound of that. How about say the empire we're building? How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I've been doing this work for 27 years. I'd say part of the mortgage business for going on 21 years now. I was lucky enough to, right around 9/11, be introduced to it after I lost a very large client. Called a friend of mine and said, hey, how's this mortgage thing work? And started helping him out in terms of selling or helping train his salespeople and got involved back then. But yeah, my background is in behavioral neuroscience. And so I look at everything from a science perspective. And that's the one thing that my mother asked me 27 years ago. She said, look around and what does everybody here have in common? And I looked around, I was looking at skin color and where they were from. And everybody had a brain. That's what she said, is if you understand how our brains work, everything becomes a lot easier. And so I dove as deep as I could into understanding that and been a fan ever since.
Wow. What is one interesting fact that you think that our mortgage banker should know based off of science? Just one, maybe it's your favorite.
I say interesting fact that's based off of science. God, there's so many. Let's talk about storytelling and let's talk about that, I guess, maybe in the narrative. I think it's upwards of 50% of our waking hours we spend daydreaming right now.
50%.
Anyway, 33 to 50%. And so what does that mean? So anytime we're thinking about daydreaming is really scenario planning. What if this, I wonder if this podcast is going to go well. Are people going to listen to it? Are people going to show up to my event? Am I going to say anything stupid? Did I leave the iron on? God, did I prospect enough today? Am I going to make enough money? Constantly running if I don't do this. And our brains are wired for that, for the purpose of survival. If I go around that corner, am I going to die? If I don't build this, what's going to happen? And so we're constantly doing that. And yet there's only two times in our life where we don't do that. And the first is under life and death situations where somebody's holding a gun to our head or, there's some sort of very important scenario, high stressed, and we're not daydreaming. We're very present in that moment. The other time is during story and somebody's telling us a story. But what's fascinating as to why that's important is the reason we stop is because the storyteller is in essence daydreaming for us. And so then we go, okay, so who cares about that? Why do we daydream? Well, we're daydreaming so that we can build narratives and stories about what life means and what the day means. And so we're building a narrative. So what's happening around me right now is really decided and constructed. We're constructing a reality based on the narratives that we choose. And those narratives we choose are based on the stories that we tell and the daydreams we have. And so when we allow someone to tell us a story, we're allowing them into our minds to take up real estate, to create a narrative, to help us understand the world that we have. And in essence, construct whatever reality they want. Because after 2 weeks, the brain doesn't know the difference between the constructed narrative from somebody else or our own constructed narrative.
Wow.
So that blows my mind.
And it's crazy.
Here's final proof of that. Have you ever cried in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I tell people. I do too. And I have to break it to you. You know they're actors, right?
Right.
They're not real.
Yeah.
But that's the proof. It's saying, you know what? Our brain doesn't know the difference. It takes on the role of the protagonist, of the actor, of the character. And we're the ones that lose the baby. We're the ones that lost the game. We're the ones that were in that. And brain feels as if it is it. And we say the brain is different than who I am. And that's what's really weird. And so the brain takes on the feeling and we begin to cry and feel that empathy. And so when someone tells that story, there's the what's called neural coupling. Your neurons and my neurons begin to couple together and mirror, in essence, each other. They fire in the same sequence and they fire in the same parts of the brain, but they couple together and then rapport begins to happen all because of story. So we talk about the power of story. That's why I think it's probably the most powerful.
That is very powerful. And I think in my mind, the first thing I'm thinking about is how can I make that applicable to my business? So through education, storytelling through education and being able to, let's just say for a mortgage banker or an agent's perspective, that power of storytelling and showing them how to get to a dream home and investing their neurons and coupling, if you will, I think that's such an integral role in your business. Would you agree?
100%. Yeah. Well, they're going to get into a home if they trust the person guiding them. That's what it is going to come to. So the way they apply that is learning to tell their own story. Because every loan officer listening to this, every real estate agent listening to this, has nothing new or different that differentiates them in terms of their product offering, their interest rate, or their commission. It's just nothing new. You don't have any patent monopolies. You don't have anything that really, truly, any products that are life. Oh my God, no. Anything you have is replicable.
Right.
So what makes you unique? What makes you different? Because you're the market and competition is based on choices. So what choices do they have? And so people are going to distill you down and boil you down to the thing they know how to measure if you don't provide them something else. And the thing they're going to distill you down to is your price, whatever investment. So the only way to change that is through changing the customer experience. And that customer experience is 100% controlled by the loan officer, person controlling the relationship. And then how do they control that experience? It's through the stories they tell about who they are with. And so learning to tell their personal story, why they do what they do, where they come from, what they value, those are the pieces that really come to life.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And so I want to know, because you've been named 40 under 40 for 7 years straight, is there any secret sauce to that?
I don't even qualify for that anymore.
Well, it's important. And I think that, 7 years is an accomplishment. So what would you attribute to that kind of success?
I think success is an interesting thing. I think that those are hard for me to answer in terms of, because I don't define that as success. You know what I mean? Like those are good, lucky things that happen and people are paying attention and you know the right people and people submit those to the magazines. But I guess maybe where people were paying attention to that. I think it really comes down to being focused on what I love and understanding what my lane is, L-A-N-E, right? What is it that I really believe in and staying focused in that lane and not trying to talk about things that aren't my lane? And I think too many people get sidetracked and try to talk about things that really aren't their area of focus. And too many people don't have an area of focus. They try to be so many things to so many people. And then we get confused as to who I'm dealing with and they don't know who it is. And so for me, being very focused on neuroscience, the brain is, and how it deals with change, leadership, and sales, that's been my focus. And that's all I've done. It's the only thing I've wanted to do.
Well, we can talk about success then and how you define it, but you just wrote a book. So that's huge. Congratulations. What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, everything has been my mother. She's been the inspiration of everything, right? She's been the one that, this is her at my first TED Talk, if you can see that there. Mm-hmm. She actually just passed away on Sunday, unfortunately.
Oh, Renee. Yeah.
But she's the one that really showed me and taught me about the brain. She's the one that got me to the first person that I saw speak in front of a group and own an audience. And was the way that she affected them was so different. She's a former nun. And, so many years of thinking sales was the answer, then change management was the answer, and then leadership. But all of it was sort of distilled down to this one concept that no matter who I was, whether I was in sales, I was in leadership, whether I was a police officer, whether I was a teacher, whether I was a parent, I had to influence behavior. And if I could understand how to influence an idea, set a vision, get people to follow, sell a product, get people to buy, to tell a joke, get people to laugh, whatever it is, be a parent, get my son to want to listen to me. Influence is about significance, because what's the opposite of influence? It's, I tell a joke, no one laughs. I sell a product, no one buys. I set a vision, no one follows. I feel insignificant and invisible because I have no impact. And so I kind of philosophize about that. So significance is about impact. If I have no impact, I do something and no one responds. I see no change in my world. Everything I do, it doesn't matter. I'm insignificant. I try to do something and it just bounces off the world. The world is no different because of me. I feel like nothing. And so then I go, okay, that is one of the worst human experiences possible. I think that's what contributes to suicide. I think that's what contributes to depression. So then I say, okay, so what's the opposite of that? I tell a joke, people laugh. I sell a product, people buy. Set a vision, people follow. And I do something and the world changes. So now I have impact. Now I feel significant. And that's influence. So to influence is very, very profound for me. It's not just about selling and being in front of the room. Yeah, being in front of the room is a part of it. Selling is a big part of it. But it's more about creating purpose for yourself and doing and finding that reason that you're here and really doubling down on that.
Yeah. And people need to hear that, especially, I mean, a little piece of it is the fear of failure too. I think that kind of stays at people's top of the mind all the time. And whether that's through social media, not getting out there enough, or it's, I'm scared this agent is going to tell me, no, I don't want to do business with you, or no, I'm not, someone else has a better rate. So what do you think that when it comes to selling, what's one piece of advice that you're really honing in on for mortgage bankers, agents, that they just need to hear?
The fundamentals never will go away. You cannot use marketing as a cop-out to selling. Marketing is a different skill set than selling. You need both. And so selling is a face-to-face, belly-to-belly activity. Reach out your hands. I mean, how many times did you call? Did you send videos? Did you make the efforts? You picked up the phone. I mean, you're a marketer, but you also are a salesperson. Oh, that's why I was impressed. You literally were constantly reaching out, nudging, even in the middle of, you know, me, a crazy week. You're just like, hey, just a friendly reminder. Those are the attributes of the most successful salespeople and leaders. They just push forward. I didn't say stop. And that's, you know, so many people say, well, I don't want to bother. No. Bother. Keep pushing. And because the world is busy. The world is super distracted. The world has so many things going on. And had you not pushed, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. And so it's and this serves both of us, right? So then that's a win-win for people, right? So you cared enough to be unreasonable and you knew that I was procrastinating. You knew I was putting off something that probably would be good for me. And you cared enough to push me towards something that benefits me and now benefits you. And we both win. That is the mentality of sales. But so many people try once, they give up. I don't want to push them. And then both people end up losing. And so that mentality around being in sales, they need to push and they need to push hard. And if somebody doesn't like it, that's okay. That's okay. As long as you believe in what you're doing, you're not doing anything wrong. If you have the cure for cancer, push as hard as you can. If you have the cure for wealth, for how do you get more wealth, push hard. If you have the cure for brand, push hard, right? Just because people don't understand it, then you got to get better at communicating it. Be more likable, smile bigger. Build a better brand. Be okay with some no's. Those are fundamental things. But two people are so scared of the no that they think marketing is their way out of it. Well, I'll put it on social media, cross my fingers, close my eyes, and hopefully somebody calls. No, that's not how it works. I'll tell you what's going to happen when that happens. No one's going to call. Your algorithm's going to take over and no one's going to pay attention.
I know all too many times I see it. It's like, it's just sad at this point. Some people just don't even, they're like, oh, let's just put up another review. Great. You know, Come on, we've got to just get in front of the screen. Don't be afraid of the no. And that's okay. You're going to get it. Just expect it. Go in knowing you're going to get a no. I mean, prospecting is at the forefront now and it hasn't been for a while. So any tips or tricks that you think besides just pushing hard and knowing that people want to work with people that they like and they know and they trust. And what is that going to look like for 2022?
Everything you just said. Prospecting, right? See, these are fundamentals, right? You have to prospect. The sales process does not change. Prospecting is the process of going out there and generating leads, and leads are people that have a genuine interest, expressed interest in what's going on. And then you take those leads and you set appointments with those leads. And those appointments should be to present some sort of value to them in some way, shape, or form. Your brand helps make those appointments easier, the lead generation easier. So you should be setting your brand and creating your brand. You should be doing things like video because that's going to be part of the whole process. But people say, do video. Yes, but do valuable video, do good video, right? And so learn the process, but get in the game so that you can learn what works and what doesn't work. Start making mistakes with the videos. You're not going to be good. I've been doing video for years. And now finally, I got a video that hit 15,000. Finally, because somebody that knows what they're doing showed me. And we're doing a case study on that. But you know how many videos I have that have like 20 views and 30 views and nothing? And they're quality videos. I have a $10,000 video that has 72 plays on a $10,000 video. That's my favorite video. But it wasn't for social media. It's a great sales video, just not a great social media video. So all the fundamentals. And you got to be good at all of them. You just have to constantly be out there doing things.
Absolutely. So let's end with what's next for you. Tell us more. Where is your business going this year? What are you hoping to accomplish? I know a few things, but I'll let you speak to it.
Well, right now, our big focus is we've got AmpCon coming up in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas at March 14th at Caesars Palace, followed by Momentum Builder on the 15th and 16th. And that's going to be fun. Love to see any and all there. I think you're going to have a code that you can give people there, but you can go to meetrenee.com. I've also got our book, Amplify Your Influence, that was published by Wiley. And that, what's exciting about that book is the second largest business book published in the world. We've already hit Amazon's bestseller in business communication under new releases. And
awesome.
We're very close to, on our way to Wall Street Journal.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's our goal. And so anything, we're trying to get as many of those out there as possible through bulk book sales. So we're using them as lead magnets. People are giving them away to their real estate agents. We're doing, you know, exchanges for people to buy 100 books, 500 books. We're doing little mini events, virtual events, realtor events, et cetera. And so people that buy a bunch, we're also inviting them to, you know, a book walkthrough where we'll spend 45 minutes and walk through the book and the contents of the book. But everything in the Amplify process is in detail in that book. And so a lot of keynotes. We got our new sizzle reel that came out. We got a lot of stuff that's happening. So we're excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'll send out that code as soon as we wrap up here.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Renee. Have a great year.
Thank you. And also follow me on See Renee Speak on Instagram.
Thank you. Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.